Medford Area Schools District Administrator Pat Sullivan joins us today. Pat, you had a meeting on Thursday night, and with the recent passing of the referendum, it's turned into a lot of planning, a lot of pre-construction planning, if you will. Can you tell us where you're at in that phase?
We did separate some of the projects on the referendum. We had some that we more or less bid out, and we had some that we kept under our building and ground supervisor, Dave McCuskey, for him to oversee. So two of those big projects, the roof on the high school gym has been all but completed. And then the workout in Stetsonville, creating a handicap accessible bathroom, a lot of HVAC, work in Stetsonville. That has, again, pretty much been completed, will be probably wrapped up in the next week at the most. So those projects that we're doing are going along just fine. The All Sports Booster Club was at our meeting last night. They were represented by one of their officers, Mike Bubb, and Mike asked the school board to delay the start of that football field project until the spring of 2018. And the reason he asked that was that he said that the All Sports Booster Club would like some more time to generate some more donations, some more money for that project. The board would like to see the big picture, the turf, it'd be big enough for a soccer field on the inside. So they're fine with giving them more time. The contractor is fine with that. So that is the plan. And we're excited to work with, in partnership with the All Sports Booster Club. I want to remind everybody right now that we do have, for that project, the referendum provides $625,000. Now, that money is just to resurface the track, put in new bleachers with a press box, and two new lights. Now, the All Sports Booster Club would like to see the field big enough to put soccer on the inside. So, again, all of those extra costs come from raising money. Between the two groups, between the referendum, $625,000, and the money that the All Sports Booster Club has got in donations, there is right now $1.2 million. So they've got about $500,000 pledged from some very generous businesses in our community and organizations. So we're very close already. We're probably just maybe $300,000 away from making the field big enough, but then only planting grass in it. The other project we talked a lot about was the swimming pool and when to start that. And the board had some discussion on what do we cancel. And the options were, do we go a year without having a home site for the boys' swim team? Do we go a year without having a home site for the girls' swim team? Or do we go a summer without providing swimming lessons at the school pool? The board decided that the one that we will forego will be the summer swim lessons. So this coming summer, we will not have swimming lessons at the school pool. At this time, we are working with the city of Medford to see if we can work something out in order to provide swimming lessons through summer school, but provide them at the outdoor city pool. So right now, that's not set. But again, we are working with the city to see if we're going to be able to work something out so that we can provide that. Dave Fliegel, our board president, addressed land purchases. If you've been following the school board really over the last couple of years, we've often had on the closed session, we've had consideration of purchasing land. And he just wanted to make a statement, and he did, that right now the Medford School District is not currently in any negotiations with anyone right now on buying land. But he also made the statement that the Medford School Board is always interested in purchasing land if we feel that it is in the best interest of the district and it is at a reasonable price. And we're talking about land especially that touches our current campus. The last thing we did was update the board on strategic planning. And again, I wanted to remind everyone that, we are interested in having anyone out there that would like to be a part of our strategic planning project, contact the district office. The first meeting is going to be September 19th at 5:30, And again, what we're going to do there is we're going to take a survey with the group that shows up, and find out what areas of concern people have about the district. Is there things that you feel need to be changed? Is there things that we should bring in that maybe would be new to our district? And we'll spend 3 hours that night, and then four more meetings where we'll spend about 3 hours. And in the end, we'll have something for the school board to look at, sort of a roadmap, sort of a, you know, again, a roadmap of concerns that need to be addressed. And it'll come from a cross-section of the population in our district, and that's what makes this valuable. So we would encourage anyone interested to get a hold of the district office, and we'll give you more details.
Pat Sullivan, Medford Area Public School District Administrator, commenting on the Thursday night meeting. Pat, thanks for talking with us, and we look forward to carrying on the dialogue.